As world leaders gather for the G20 summit in Cannes, a counter-summit is taking place further up the coast. The city of Nice has become the home base for thousands of protesters. Though security is tight, activists are staging what they call actions to get their message across to world leaders. Eleanor Beardsley followed one today on the French border with Monaco.
Here on the rocky French Riviera coast, pastel-colored villas with lush gardens full of palm trees and bougainvillea look down over the blue Mediterranean Sea. But today, the usual tranquility of this wealthy Eden was disrupted by hundreds of activists. Prevented from demonstrating at the G20 summit in Cannes, they've come here to deliver their message. They want an end to tax havens, or paradis fiscaux, and have marched right up to the French border with Monaco to paint a giant X over the sign for the principality. Protesters say they are targeting Monaco with its legendary gambling casinos of Monte Carlo because it has no income tax and harbors the super rich. 23-year-old protester Nalimi Stamp traveled to the Riviera after occupying Wall Street.
I've learned a lot here and going to take a lot of it back with me and, you know, continue the movement. And I think it's great because this shows international solidarity, and it's a global economic crisis, so you have to have a global movement, which is happening.
Eva Joly, the French presidential candidate for the Green Party, has joined the protesters. She says the best way for Europe to overcome its debt crisis is to strive for social justice.
The Greek people, who are not rich, the salaries are very low, the retirements are very low. You cannot ask these sacrifices on ordinary people without justice and without also taxing the multinational companies and the rich people.
These demonstrators are good-humored and peaceful, making their statement in the face of stern-faced riot police while a police helicopter circles above. While the super security seems a bit unnecessary here, French authorities are taking no chances. They've deployed some 12,000 police officers to maintain order throughout the area, and police speedboats patrol the waters filled with luxury yachts in the Riviera harbors. Activists have been demonstrating all week, trying to call attention to poverty, injustice, and hunger, and calling for taxes on international financial transactions to fund development. They say the G20 is supposed to address the world's problems, and they're frustrated by the way the Greek crisis has dominated the discussion. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Cannes.